Hey there, I'm Erica, and welcome to one of my theme shows. This one is the brainchild of my friend Sharon, who suggested 80s movie music. And once I started jotting down songs off the top of my head, I realized how many of our 80s tunes came from films. So this is going to be my first two-part show. So how do I organize them? I decided that only one song per movie, since some soundtracks had several, like Purple Rain, Flashdance, Dirty Dancing, songs that existed before they were used in a movie were out. For example, I Heard It Through the Grapevine was a big hit before it was linked to The Big Chill. And as we go along, you'll notice that a couple of artists have multiple entries. So, gonna kick it off with the song that I left off the Don Henley Glenn Frey podcast, Glenn Frey's big hit from Beverly Hills Cop. The heat is on.
Sad. it's in bloom. Animals strike curious poses. They feel the heat between me and you.
Just leave me standing.
Alone in a world that's so cold. Maybe I'm just too demanding. Maybe I'm just like my father.
Well, that one was always my favorite Prince song, and it was his first number one hit to boot. Next up, Tina Turner from Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. Here's We Don't Need Another Hero.
Day is coming. all else are castles built in the air.
Madonna, from Desperately Seeking Susan. She had actually recorded a different song for the movie, but they ended up not using that one, and she had just done a demo of Into the Groove, and that's what was in the movie. And before that, of course, Ray Parker Jr. with the Academy Award-nominated theme from Ghostbusters. Well, Kenny Loggins is the undisputed king of 80s movie music, with about half a dozen hits to his credit. I picked the biggest three, so we'll start with the theme from Caddyshack, I'm All Right.
I'm all right, nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Yeah.
Danger Zone, a song, hard to believe, it was turned down by Toto, by Bryan Adams, and REO Speedwagon before Kenny Loggins stepped up, and in the middle, his number one hit, Footloose. Well, from the movie The Karate Kid 2, here's the former lead singer of the band Chicago, Peter Cetera, with Glory of Love.
Above lying here, there's so many things I wanna say. I will always love you. I would never leave you alone. Sometimes I just forget, say things I might regret. Breaks my heart to see you crying. I don't want to lose you. I could never make it alone. I am a man who will fight for your honor. I'll be the hero you're
to find a way.
good old Billy Ocean, from the sequel to Romancing the Stone called Jewel of the Nile, When the Going Gets Tough, the Tough Get Going. And before that, Carly Simon with Let the River Run from Working Girl. Well, moving on to a soundtrack that had so many major artists on it, yet so few hits. Fast Times at Ridgemont High included songs by former Eagles Don Henley and Felder, Joe Walsh, Timothy B. Schmidt, as well as Jimmy Buffett, Stevie Nicks, Sammy Hagar, Billy Squire, Donna Summer, and the Go-Go's. But the only top 10 hit was this one from Jackson Browne. Here's Somebody's Baby.
Somebody's baby. She must be somebody's baby.
Irene Cara, and the theme from Fame, the song that won the Oscar for that 1980 movie. Time for just a couple more in this half. Remember Eddie and the Cruisers? Here's On the Dark Side from John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band.
The dark side's called a lot of misery. She'll never know just how I feel. From out of the shadow, she walks like a dream. Make me feel crazy, make me feel so mean. Nothing gonna save me from the love that's blind. Slip to the dark side and cross out the line. On the dark side, oh yeah. On the dark side, oh yeah.
Holiday Road by Lindsey Buckingham from National Lampoon's Vacation wraps up part one of 80s movie music. Got another 15 songs coming up in part two. I hope you enjoyed the tunes, and thanks so much for listening. I'm Erica Lee.